To the WMFO Digital Clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I am Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's more than two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. I ain't having it any other way right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about probably an hour and 15, let's call it the midnight 20 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. But now it's what you've all been waiting for. Well, you meaning Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., our titular head of research. He's very excited about this. I love how he gets excited about things. But no, I know others of you, the listeners, are totally into this as well. Tonight it is my, and I'm not going to call it my favorite year. You know how I have a hard time with calling things my favorite, because I like so many things. How can anything be better than everything else I like? It doesn't make any sense to me. So, plus, young Chandler Travis last week, he made a very solid case for why the year of 1966 is the best year. So rather than debate the matter, I will just move forward with this year that I have chosen. And of course, when we did this, he did it just like boop right off the top of his head. I went boop-ish and rolled it around in my head for a little while without looking. But I had it down between a couple of years pretty early on, pretty much immediately, and then didn't let myself really like spin out of control from there. And I just kept trying to think to myself, you know, which one is it? But then I think I knew. And upon putting the show together, I think I was correct in the year that I wanted to choose, because boy, could I not fit everything in a reasonable time frame. That's a good sign. So as we begin Belinda's year, I will note that there are Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites and classics that will be coming out of your ears by the time this is done. But first, we gotta get them in there. So let us now take a look back at the year of 1957 on tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Along about sun up every day, I grab my bucket and I'm on my way. I go down the road, a running and a kicking. I'm heading for the patch to do some blackberry picking. I fill my bucket right to the top. It makes my lips go flippity flop. I hear a little voice and it sounds so sad. It said, don't pick me now, cause I ain't rock dad. Blackberry boogie, blackberry boogie. I'm drawn back like a flip when it's blackberry picking time. Are you going to town? I said, honey, I'm a-going where the scratch. I'll meet you in a minute in the blackberry patch. She grabs her bucket and she jumps and squeals. I'm heading for the bushes and she's hot on my heels. I start picking on one end, she picks on the other. We meet in the middle and she yells, oh, brother, blackberry boogie, blackberry boogie. Oh, I love that gal when I meet her in the middle of the patch. Just to beat the band, I grab her for a kiss. She said, turn me loose. Your lips are all blue from that blackberry juice. I hug her once and said, don't be coy. You know I'm your blackberry picking boy.
I kissed her then and she let out a sigh and said, let's go to my house and bake a pie. Blackberry boogie, blackberry boogie, I'll be back, little gal, when it's blackberry picking time.
Speedy West.
I don't know. Everything goes wrong with me. The office. Some guys there that are out to get me. And then at home, I don't know. My wife. Oh, the kids, you know, everything. And then there's the payments due on the car. Oh, no. Well, I'm just telling you, I sometimes wonder if it's worth it. I mean, really, I wonder if it's worth even trying. What am I killing myself for like this? I don't know. Well, if I had any brains. That's the trouble. I've got the brains, but I don't know, maybe it's my attitude. It's wrong or something. Nothing happens. I figured I'd be something in the office by this time. But everybody gets pushed up ahead of me. And that, of course, and then there's the wife and the kids. And the trouble. Car. Yeah, and there's... I don't know. Let's have another drink and forget the whole thing.
Oh, stop it! You're killing me!
See, it makes me feel much better. Oh. Just talking to you.
Anytime, baby. Anytime. Oh.
Put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? You're mine, mine, mine.
Mama's gotta get herself a do-it-yourself kit, 'cause Papa can't do it no more. Mama's gotta get herself a do-it-yourself kit, Papa can't get to it no more. Got a couple of odds and an end that needs handling. This chick gonna lay and those eggs need candling. Won't someone play on my little old mandolin? Papa can't do it no more. Mama's gotta get herself a do-it-yourself kit. Papa can't get to it no more. Got knobs that are hanging and a faucet that leaks. Got a plug that won't plug and a bed spring that squeaks. I'm spying on neighbors to watch their technique, because Papa can't do it no more. Got a kitchen floor that's all scratched and rough, and there's a spot I know that sure needs buffing. I used to see Papa there huffing and puffing, but Papa don't do it no more. A do-it-yourself kit, 'cause Papa can't do it no more. Got a window shade that don't go up like it should. If I could fix that, I could fix Papa good. I feel like a babe that's lost in the wood, because Papa can't do it no more. Some men are handy and some men are not. Some men can do a little and some men a lot. But little or lot, you gotta give what you got, and Papa ain't got it no more. Mama's gotta get herself a do-it-yourself kit, 'cause Papa can't do it no more. Now when it's cold, my furnace needs stoking. I know there's an ember there, it only needs poking. But when I tell Papa, he says, are you joking? You know I can't do it no more. The shaker is there, but the old salt won't pour. I can't get a refill down at the store. What happened to peace? Ye gods, this is war, because Papa can't do it no more.
Oh, baby, what you gonna do? Oh, baby, what you gonna do? I'm sick and tired fooling around with you. I get up in the morning, fix you something to eat. Before I go to work, I'll even brush your teeth. I come back in the evening, you're still in bed. Got a rag tied around your head, oh baby. What you gonna do? I'm sick and tired fooling around with you. This is my last time telling you to change your way. I'm telling you, baby, I mean what I say. My last time telling you to stop that jive, or you gonna find yourself outside. Oh, baby, what you gonna do? I'm sick and tired fooling around with you. Telling you to change your way. I'm telling you, baby, I mean what I say. My last time telling you to stop that jive, or you gon' find yourself outside. Oh, baby, what you gon' do? I'm sick and tired fooling around with you.
Little girl with long and silky curls, my mama
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are looking at the year of 1957 here tonight. Last week, we looked at 1966, which was the favorite year of music, as defined by Chandler Travis. This week, it's my turn with 1957. Like I said, I ain't calling it the best. I'm not even going to call it my favorite. I'm just going to call it the year that I chose for this program tonight, but I think it's a strong contender. Very strong indeed. I posted about it over there on the Facebooks, I think it was just last night, but if you have a chance and access to the Criterion Collection, I highly recommend that you watch the Canadian movie Twist. It is fabulous, and it did a little bit to confirm my suspicions that yes, I did choose the correct year. For me, for now, for tonight. So let us return to it. I think we're going to send this one out directly to Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., stunningly so, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm not really talking about old Vienna. I'm not even talking about old Vienna. I'm talking about old Vienna. That was Vienna. You had to be there. You can't. It's very difficult to describe. It's something you can't explain. It was. You had to be part of it. It was terrible. It was freezing there. No hot water, no steam heat, no radiators. Radiators! You could freeze your Tyrolean pants off there. You know the beautiful blue Danube? You were blue from watching it. Oh, it was brutal in the winter there. Listen to the music. You hear? Listen. Beautiful music. Where can you find music like this? Where can you find musicians like this today? In the smallest cafe was the best. They were all graduates from the. They were only the.
You had to be, they wouldn't allow anybody who, you couldn't, they wouldn't let you. Will you stop that noise? Oh, it was gay in Vienna, gay, 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 gay. Everybody running around singing and dancing and laughing. And 6 in the morning they were singing, and 7 in the night they were laughing, and 3 in the afternoon they were singing and laughing. The whole town was loaded drunk from day to night. Gay old Vienna, with the waltzing and the dancing and the waltzing till you were blue in the face. We used to go up to the Pier Garden and then flaum every Saturday night and shrill up all that lousy pier and stay up till all hours. Waltzing and dancing and waltzing, crazy people, sometimes till 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. We danced and we danced and we waltzed and we danced. If we only had women, we were dancing with each other. Where were all the women? They were in Paris with that crazy French painter Skoulouse-Lautrec. Paris! Ah, old Vienna, city of great men. Great men were always visiting Vienna. There was Schubert. He couldn't help it. He was born there. Napoleon paid a visit to Vienna with some of his friends. 60,000 of them. They were his army. He sent 2 of his scouts in to scout this gay city. And they came back and said it was the dullest town they ever saw. Napoleon jumped back on his horse and screamed, "On to Las Vegas!" That was Vienna! Ah, old Vienna. In the summertime, the sun is out. Every day the sun is out. You go to the amusement park with the big Ferris wheel there, and you plunk down a pfennig, and you go inside, and the music plays, and that wheel goes up and down and round, that big old Ferris wheel, and the sun gets hotter, and that wheel goes up and down and round, and it gets boiling in that seat, and you are tearing apart your collar, and that wheel keeps going up and down and round. You could die up there in that lousy wheel and nobody would know the difference. When you hear the word Vienna, one thing comes to your mind. Strudel. The strudel was to old Vienna what the knackwurst was to Hamburg. And every May the 2nd was a big strudel-eating contest under the auspices of the emperor himself, held on the big mountain which was outside Vienna called the Vienna Loaf. And every May the 2nd at 8 in the morning, they would start jamming that strudel down. First come the nut strudel, then come the cheese strudel, then come the cheese and the nut strudel, then come the nut and the cheese strudel, then come the apple strudel, then come the nut and the apple and the cheese strudel, then come the cherry strudel, then come the nut and the apple and the cherry strudel, then come the cherry and the cheese and the nut and the apple with pineapple strudel, and a whole wheat pineapple apple cherry cheese with whipped cream on the inside, and a whole wheat pineapple apple cherry cheese with whipped cream on the outside, and the whipped cream connected to the apple sauce, and the walnuts connected to the cherry cheese, and the whole wheat connected to the hip steak. All year we starved, but on May the 2nd, we ate strudel. I remember the last contest. It was pitch black at night when there was one contestant left. One man, a blacksmith named Hans Krapfen, had eaten 275 pounds of strudel, and he was groveling in the ground trying to suck away another pound. When he got up to receive the medal from the emperor, he was holding onto a rock. But the guard yelled, "Stand at attention when the emperor pins a medal on you." He took his hand from the rock and toppled over the mountainside like a tremendous blockbuster. Down the mountain he went and started an avalanche. All the rocks and the strudel and the mountain came down, one of the biggest avalanches I have personally ever seen. It broke windows in Pittsburgh. Women and children ran from their homes, and those who could afford it ran to Paris to that crazy artist Skoulouse-Lautrec. Every building, every shop, every little cafe was annihilated from this mad monster of a strudelslide. And that was the end of old Vienna. Now, every May the 2nd, we see a little sign in all the little bakery shops in Vienna. There will be no strudel eating on the mountain today, by order of the emperor. Ah, such was Vienna!
I know we love. If you just tell right, don't you know nobody left it up? If your heart is broken, you don't know the score. Wipe off that smile and weep a while, 'cause it's a real joy, weren't you, to cry. Don't be a snob, sit down and sup. Come on and
terrify. Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think, oh, when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please, ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot.
I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up. We'll be right back.
you hear the beat, she do the rock and roll. She's good to me. Yes, she's good to me. She never takes it slow, but like a V8-4. She's good to me. Well, you ought to hear when she baby talk. You ought to watch my mama when she switch and walk. She's good to me. Yes, she's good to me. She never takes it slow, be like a V8-4. She's good to me. Well, I need some loving and I need it now. I'm gonna call my good time mama on down. She's good to me. Yes, she's good to me. She never takes it slow, be like a V8-4. She's good to me. Mama, when she switch and walk, she's good to me. Yes, she's good to me. She never takes it slow, be like a V8-4. She's good to me. Well, I need some loving and I need it now. Gonna call my good time mama on down. She's good to me. Yes, she's good to me. She never takes it slow, be like a V8-4. She's good to me.
Okay, I don't have much time now, but here's some things that happened in 1957. Not all-inclusive by any means, but what a year. The debuts of Buddy Holly, the Everly Brothers, and Ricky Nelson, and Link Wray. And the first albums ever by Patsy Cline. And James Brown and the Famous Flames is the Famous Flames debut, not really James Brown's, but that's where Please, Please, Please first arrived, was in 1957. And Ray Charles, too, his first album debut. And Chuck Berry was recording One Dozen Berries, which would go on to be the first album that I ever bought with my own money. Probably, and that's a probably. I'm assuming maybe he was because it came out in March of 58, but, you know, they did things pretty quick then, so you got to take that one with a grain of salt. Bo Diddley put out his first album. Let's see, Elvis bought Graceland, so at least he had somewhere to live. And then John and Paul met in July, and then in August they played at the Cavern Club as in the Quarrymen. West Side Story debuted. That was also Stephen Sondheim's Broadway debut. Nat King Cole was the first black guy with a variety show on TV. And his first guest was Frankie Lane, who became the first white guy to be a black guy's guest on a variety show on TV. Debbie Reynolds did Tammy, a song that killed me. Doris Day did Que Sera Sera, because, I mean, you know, you got to put that in there, which was actually from an Alfred Hitchcock movie called Man Who Knew Too Much. Elvis did Jailhouse Rock, All Shook Up, Too Much, and Teddy Bear. Special mention, All Shook Up, because what the hell is going on with that snare sound? And also, Too Much, what a solo, man, I'm telling you. Jerry Lee did Great Balls of Fire. Pat Boone did Bernadine. And Love Letters in the Sand. Bernadine was like, that was the movie where he's like the coolest guy in the world. I know it's hard to believe now, but check out the movie. And he might have done the Wang Dang Taffy Apple Tango, which at some point was the B-side of one of those things. I think actually Bernadine might have been the B-side of Love Letters in the Sand, but don't quote me on that. Sam Cooke did You Send Me. That was like his non-gospel debut. He'd been in the Soul Stirrers. Thelonious Monk put out like three albums, Brilliant Corners, Monk's Music, and a Monk and Coltrane album, all on Riverside. Here's Little Richard came out, his first album, which is one of the best-looking albums ever in history. You can't look better than that. Sun Ra put out his first album, Jazz by Sun Ra, originally on Transition and later on Delmark. Patsy Cline, I think I already mentioned. The Del Vikings did Come Go With Me, which is one of the first integrated singing groups. Patti Page did Old Cape Cod, And Johnny Otis did Willie and the Hand Jive, and that is enough.
Hold me close and tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you. Let me hear you say the words I want to hear, darling, when you're near. Words of love you whisper soft and true, darling, I love you.
Over there.